Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is so good. Amen. I want to welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you for coming out, and I thank you for all of those who are online tonight, and I thank you those who came out and braved the weather. Hallelujah. And we are just excited to be here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And this is a great day of reflection, and just a day that we want to reverence God. And right now I'm going to take just a moment, and I'm going to ask everybody to be praying for Miss Donna Slusher back there. You know, today, we did the celebration of life service for her husband. Amen. And if you did not know Doug, I will tell you that one thing he was willing to do was worship and praise the Lord. In fact, someone told me that when he would be dancing before the Lord, it looked like he was floating. Amen. And I want you to know something, that this is a day that we can look at, and these moments are very tough, but also they should be comforting in the fact that God is with us. And when we finish our course in Him, we have an absolute understanding of where we go when we're no longer on this earth. Amen? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I just want you to lift her and her family up. But right now, we're going to step into the worship, and we're just going to be refreshed by the goodness of God's grace and mercy. Amen? Hallelujah.
Thank you. faithfulness before me, before me. Your love is all around me, gratefulness inside me. Your faithfulness before me, before me.
Fire, stirring something new. There's nothing you can do. You're faithful and true.
Mighty God. Amen.
Amen.
Faithfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Worthy is He.
Amen.
Worthy is He.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Like what He told us on Sunday. He said, Jesus doesn't owe you anything because He's already paid it all.
Mm-hmm.
When you understand that,
mm-hmm.
It's just like your kids. Just like your kids. There's nothing your kids need because you've already got it for them, right?
Amen.
Now, they maybe need some things they want that's not good for them, and you're like, no. But, right? Mm-hmm. They want to do things that's not conducive to their health. Like, no, touch a hot stove, run across a busy street. You know, that's not good for them, so you say no. So sometimes God tells us no because He knows the end from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And so He sees, that's going to lead to destruction. So He'll tell you no. It may look good. It may look like it's going to be good. You may be having some good feels right now, but I know this is going to lead to destruction. And He takes it out or He closes a door. And then we wonder, what did I do wrong? Right? What did I do wrong? Nothing. God's protecting you. just like you protect your children, grandchildren. Listen, once you have grandchildren, who cares about children? Amen? I'm saying. Amen. You don't have any right now, so you still matter, but you do. It's over.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Philip's world's Amen. Over. Comes about Amen. The grandbabies.
Amen.
Josh's Praise poor world is over. Emma and Joseph. Emma and JJ. Mm-hmm. It's all about them. Mm-hmm. But that's how God is with us. Mm-hmm. It's paid it all. It's done it all. It's nothing more he needs to do.
Amen.
We need to do. Amen. We need to follow. We need to listen. We need to be in communion with him. We need to be in fellowship with him. So that when enemy's voice comes and tries to lead you off, you say, mm-mm, that's not my father's voice. That's not him. All of a sudden something comes to you. Did you see how that person looked at you in church? They didn't even say hi to you. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, that's my sister in Christ. She loves me. That's the enemy's voice. Amen. Out in public, somebody cuts you off. Oh, they did that on purpose. You know, the enemy starts to get in there. You know those are the worst ones. You know, and I know that will get your blood boiling bigger than most anything except for your kids. Somebody getting your kids. Just the enemy trying to come in. You don't know what's going on in their life. Maybe they're rushing to the hospital. Maybe they're rushing home because one of their kids are sick. You know, there's been lots of times that we've had to rush to get somewhere because somebody's called us with a dire need. And you can only go as fast as traffic goes. And so sometimes people do drive crazy and do things. Now, yes, I know sometimes people just drive crazy because they're crazy. That's okay. We're still going to love them.
Amen.
And we're going to say, no, devil, not today. Jesus is still Lord. Amen? Amen. We're going to keep him before us. We're going to quit allowing the voices sent from him.
Amen.
The evil one.
Amen.
To come in and to change our course.
Absolutely.
And to change how we think and to change our peace and to take away our peace, to take away our joy, because that's what it's doing. It's taking away your peace. It's taking away your joy. And we're going to keep it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Peace Praise that surpasses all understanding. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What Amen. We got today?
Hallelujah.
We got some good things coming up. We've got Sunrise Easter service is going to be at 7 o'clock. So we'll have our first one at 7, and then our second service will be our normal service at 10. We'll have Panera in between. So we'll have some snacks for y'all and some coffee and some juice.
Amen.
Some milk, something like that.
Praise God.
Amen. And then
finally, I'll get some snacks. These children have all the snacks all the time. Hallelujah.
Where's Isaiah at?
Amen.
Where's Isaiah? Isaiah hiding? Is he in class? You see those Kaiser boys? I think they ate your dessert out there.
What? You mean I saved myself a little dessert and it's gone?
He gone.
Oh, no, my goodness. We're going to have a conversation after all this.
I said, Isaiah, that was Pastor Phil's. You better run. Is there one thing that Pastor Phil does not play with, and that is his food? You better run. I'm just kidding. Linda had some saved, too, so yeah, they probably ate hers.
But it's okay. Either way.
I said, I have been faithful in one thing, and that is messing with Linda's kids.
Amen.
Since we've gotten this, since we've been here.
Amen.
All your life, I have been faithful. Most
Amen.
Of you. Anyway.
Praise God.
Four of you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, what else we got? We got Mark Dunphy. If y'all have not heard who Evangelist Mark Dunphy, we love him. He just comes to this house and he just knows. I'm just telling you, the Spirit just gives him a word for the season we're in every single time. Not one time has he ever missed it with us. And so we're excited. He's going to be here May Thursday the 27th. So put that in your calendar. You do not want to miss that. And then the next all-member class is going to be April 17th.
Amen.
Amen. I think that's all I got.
Amen.
Are you done?
God, are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. If you're done, we'll be done.
This. Sorry, babe. Okay. Get it out of your way.
And so with that being said, at this time, we'll let those children go, Pastor Jared, and they are ready to go. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to take just a few minutes and give our offering. You know, when we give offering, it is a part of our worship to the Lord. You know, tithes and offerings is part of our worship to the Lord. You know, we are made as people. Part of our nature is to draw ourselves and attach ourselves to things. It's just a part of who we are. And a part of our nature is to invest in those things that we believe in. So for you, I want you to know that if you're going to invest in anything, I pray that you invest in your faith to believe that God will meet and exceed your needs. See, we like to say that God will meet our needs. That's true, but he says, I do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or think. And in another time, it says that the Lord is our shepherd, I shall not want. And so the Lord is very faithful. He's kind, he's wonderful, and he wants you to know that when you trust him in certain areas, even though we say that we don't give to get, I just want to share something with you because it's a profound part of the word of God. And it says, Luke chapter 6, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. You know, this is one area where the Lord says to us in the Bible, prove me now, herewith saith the Lord. Prove me and see if I will not pour out in your life. Prove me and see if I will not touch, add to, protect, and keep. You know, one of the things the Lord promises us is that when we are bringing our tithes into the storehouse, the Lord says that I will protect your seed and what you sow. And he also says, I will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. Amen. That means that I want you to know that on a day-to-day basis and throughout your life, there are times where the enemy has turned away from touching you, not because he wanted to, but because God said no. And he just stops the devil's ability and his devices and the things that he would try to bring against us. And I just want you to rest in the goodness of God. And I can think back over my life how many times God has intervened, and I promise you that the Lord is intervening for you right now. Amen? So tonight, we're just going to know that the Lord says, give, and it shall be given unto you, and that it will be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God says that he will have things happen in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your blessing upon your people tonight, Father. God, I thank you for the promises of your word, God, and what you do and how you do it in our lives, Father. I thank you that you never expected us to take one breath without you. And Father, in fact, it's impossible for us to breathe without your spirit and your goodness being upon us, God. And Lord, I just thank you tonight, Father, that as we give, Father, not just financially, Father, but Lord, I thank you. The Bible says that if we are wanting friends, let's show ourselves friendly, Father. And Lord, when we give mercy, kindness, grace, and even when we give, like in this time of offering, Father, you're going to touch what we do, and you will bless it and increase it, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes I think, you know, we just need to praise God and We just need to be thankful, and we just need to bless his holy name. Amen? Hallelujah. Is there anybody that had something good happen to them this week that they just knew God did something for them, and you just want to share for a quick few minutes? Hallelujah. Amen. See, I think they're working on one right now for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I put off doing my taxes because I knew it was going to hurt. Because we had unemployment added this year. It wasn't a lot. We weren't down the whole time that Honda was down, but we were down enough. And so I put it off, and I put it off, and I finally got my taxes done this week, knowing full well when I walked in that I was going to owe the government money.
Mm.
I did not owe the government money.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
We actually get a refund.
Amen.
Because God's good.
Amen. He is good. Amen. That's a great testimony. Amen. Anybody else? We'll take a minute to just, is there one other person that wants to say something tonight about the goodness of God? Hallelujah. This is where I'm supposed to have a line, and I have to return you all to your seats. Okay, come on. What do you want to say? Do you want to come up here? Yeah, yeah. No, I want her to come up here. I'm going to make her be bold. Oh, I'm hard, aren't I? I'm stretching, folks. Hallelujah. Oh, you will. The Lord will strengthen you.
I am starting a new job on Sunday. I left my old one. I was really upset about it, but this job is got better benefits and an increase. And over the last 2 years, the increase, not to mention my family and everything that's happened.
Praise God.
And so I'm not even kidding. I am on my second car in 2 years. I've been blessed.
Amen.
And my income has increased. My family saved. They're in church. I know that God is good, and I know he's got a plan, and it's just amazing.
Amen.
It's amazing.
Praise. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know, I thought that, you know, this is the year of where we're still having fallout from the pandemic, but I got to tell you something. I've had more and more stories, especially from Christians, of what God has done to bless them, to increase them, to sustain them, to just, you know, I've heard of people starting businesses and getting new jobs and finding out that they're getting increases. I've had people who had jobs telling them that, hey, this year you're probably not going to get the raise we do, no bonuses that we normally do. And boy, I've just heard Christians come and have testimonies of how even what was said to them has been turned around and changed on their behalf. Amen? So the goodness of God prevails. I want you to understand something, that it is easier at times when things are going our way to declare our faith. But I want you to know that really, faith is made for times like these. Amen? I want you to know that when things are tough out there in the world, the Christian should still have a testimony of seeing God's grace and goodness. Amen? You know, there's a story that I have referenced several times in this last year or so, and it's the fact that there was a young man by the name of Isaac. And it said that there was a time of great famine going on, which means that where he was living was very depressed and things just were not happening in a good way. And the Lord said, hey, I need you to come out here where I'm going to show you. And really, as he was obedient to God, and really at one point he was struggling with fear like some people have done this year and over these last months and months, but there was a time where all of a sudden, he just made sure that he was being true to who he really was. And as he began to be true to who he really was, the Bible says that he sowed, even in that land of famine and during that time where things were oppressed. And it says that not only did he receive a hundredfold from God on what he sowed, but it says that he, as a person, grew. It says that he waxed great and strong and grew. And what he had within his family and what he had around him, it grew and was blessed. Why? Because I promise you that God is not only the God of the good seasons, but God is the God of the valleys, God is the God of the mountaintop, and God is the God that no matter what's going on around us, one of the benefits as a believer is that you should see things different than other people do. The Bible says that the Lord says, hey, I want you to understand that these things that are accomplished in the world without me are not going to be accomplished in those who love him. Amen? And it doesn't mean that we won't face challenges and battles. It does mean that God will supernaturally cause us to come through, rise out, and be better off than what we would have been without him. And tonight I want to follow up on what we began to talk about last week, because it is just such a critical time in life for us to make sure that we don't allow ourselves to be offended or to be offendable. You know, the Bible says that, you know, if you're offended, it means that you're hurt. Someone can hurt your feelings, that you can become upset, displeased, distressed. It means that you may end up feeling wounded or feeling pain. You'll be disgruntled. You can be easily put off, easily angered, easily annoyed, easily irritated. And then it says that you can be vexed. Vexed. That means that you're just frustrated, you're upset, you're just all the time. And I tell you what, that in the season in which we have just lived through with all that was going on in the national arenas, both political and with all these other things, I'm telling you that we have to look at things and the root of them and understand that there are two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God and there's the kingdom of darkness. And things come from those arenas to try to overtake your life. And I tell you what, if it's from the kingdom of God, let's do what the Bible says. Father, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But if it is from the kingdom of darkness, we need to make sure that we are fully aware, that we are fully understanding it, and we need to make sure that we're humble enough to give room to God to make sure he protects our life. Amen? We talked a little bit about the fact that there might be situations you have to step back from and gather yourself. You know, I'm telling you right now that sometimes with so much news feed and so much Facebook feed, there's going to be a time where you need to pull yourself back from that and get your Jesus feed. Amen? There's times where you need to make sure you get quiet and you need to have room for God and understand what the Lord is saying about it. Amen? It's just like this. I love, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are proclaiming things. And, you know, I believe in prophecy and all those kinds of things too. But I also believe that we need to reverence God and what he says. Amen? You know, I want you to understand something. I don't care if it's someone who really loves God. Once they try to overstep themselves prophetically and get into things that can't be known by us, we need to take a step back, amen? Because I promise you that the Bible says that we can know the time and the season in which we live, and we can have an understanding of what's round about us. But I'm telling you, the true day that the Lord comes, we're not going to know the exact day, amen? But we should be aware of our surroundings and what's going on. The Bible says this, that, hey, we can look up and know when the weather's going to be bad. We should be able to look up and know for a surety, hey, the Lord's return is closer than it's ever been. And in that, it is no time for you to hide in the house. It's no time for you to be withdrawn. It's no time for you to live under fear. It's no time for you to give up. The Lord says that when I return, will I find faith on the earth. And I want you to know something, that I really believe that you should be living your best days right now. You should be living your days full of faith, full of life. And sure, I want you to pray and take all the precautions in the world that you think you need to be safe and all that kind of stuff. But also, I want you to understand something. You should have a joy and an expectation of the goodness of God, that he's with us every moment of our life. Amen? Because the Bible says that in the Lord is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Do you have righteousness today? Yes, you do, through the blood of Jesus. Do you have peace today? And do you have joy today? I'm telling you that if you don't, you are allowing yourself to be separated from something that belongs to you. Amen? I want you to know something, that if I come to visit you at your house or at your place of business, guess what? I expect to walk into an atmosphere of peace. Woo! I expect to walk in and sense the presence of God. And I'm telling you that if you are in a situation where everything is intense and there's tension and division and strife, I'm telling you that we need to catch ourselves and make ourselves aware and say, hey, what have we done to not allow God to be the riding force in our life right now? Amen? Woo! Praise the Lord. Boy, I thought there would be shouts and jumps of joy by now. I want to just share some things with you out of the Bible, and I think it's profound. Last week, we read that the Bible says that without fail, offenses will come. I mean, there are going to be moments in this life that are tough and that hurt and that might even cause us some confusion or misunderstanding. But here's what I want you to do as a Christian. For me, when I read that and I did not understand it, boy, that used to cause me some grief, man. What? Offenses are definitely going to come? But once I understood it, man, I just started rejoicing when I heard that. Because why? We know that, what does the Lord say? He will never allow something to be so heavy on you that it'll overtake you. Amen? Whew! And the other thing he says is that there's nothing that can come against you that if you will not look and make yourself aware, God will provide you a way of escape. Oh, come on. I think I got to say that again. I promise you that no matter what you're facing and no matter what difficulty comes upon your life, God will provide you a way of escape. He will provide you a way out. He will deliver you. He will rescue you. He will save you. It is who he is. Amen? Yeah. Woo! Praise God. Give the Lord a little hand clap of praise. And so tonight I'm just going to share a few things with you as I believe the Lord wants me to. And I just want to share with you some things, because the Lord himself speaks to us very directly. Hallelujah. Boy, you guys have to hold on just a minute. I have a scripture written down here. And yeah, I just want to share a couple things with you tonight that are going to be very profound, and they're going to speak to us about some things that I really want to then dig into. And the first thing I'm going to read to you is right here in, hallelujah, praise God, in the book of John. And in John 16, we're just going to be there for a second, because it says in John 16, chapter 1, it says, or verse 1, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of your synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of these things. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me whithersoever thou goest. And I want to emphasize the fact that the Lord said, I have spoken unto you that ye should not be offended. I want you to know something, that here the Lord is even speaking to his disciples, right, about a time of persecution. And I don't know if you know this, but I want you to be aware that many of Jesus' disciples gave their life for their faith. That's why we have Hebrews chapter 11. It says that these died in faith. I want to remind you that there was a time where a young man by the name of Stephen was stoned and was killed because he served God. But in the middle of it, he was lifting up his hands because he saw the Lord helping him through that situation. Amen? And we have times where we know that men were thrown in the fire. Amen? And that men were in prison and things happened. But what was powerful is they did not lose their faith. And what I'm saying to you as Christians is, if these men and women could give their life in pursuit of God, then what could we be offended about? And how dare we open our hearts up to be offended in a way that the devil could take you out of your church, out of the will of God, out of your salvation, over things that to this point have not even cost you your life. Jesus was willing to give his life for us. Amen? You know, I don't necessarily like everything that we've went through politically. I don't like everything that I hear our government trying to make a law about. Amen? I don't like everything that I hear out there that's going on. But I tell you what, I'm not going to give up my faith. I'm not going to give up my trust in God. I'm not going to stop praying for our nation and for people, because God has promised us that if we will do that as his people, we will live a good and peaceful life on the earth. He didn't say depending on who's in this position or this position. He said depending on how my church responds. Woo, hallelujah, amen. I tell you what, that should give you a great confidence, because what it means is that even though there might be people in leadership, the one who's truly in charge is the Lord, if we remember to get him involved in every situation. Amen? Amen. So Jesus speaks to us and says, be not offended. In other words, the Lord knew that the enemy would purposely try to put pressure, moments of disappointment, moments of discouragement, moments where time goes way longer than you ever thought it was, moments where you don't get the response that you thought, the moments where things didn't happen as quick as you thought they were, this here, this didn't work out, and this didn't work out. Let me tell you something. These are moments that when we see them, we need to lean into God. Amen? Because if we're not careful, offense can set in and we can be distracted and we can become vulnerable to the work of darkness. Amen? So we're just going to look at a couple times in the Bible that are just profound and just really something that, you know, that I think we have to really grab a hold of, because I will tell you that during this life, sometimes we're going to lose people before we thought we would. Sometimes we're going to have hardships in relationships that we never thought we were going to go through. Amen? Praise God. I don't know if she remembers this, but I remember that me and my sweetie pie, we were probably together a couple years before we had a major fight. Was it that long, babe? Anyhow, what I will tell you is that we had a moment of bliss. We had a moment where everything was wonderful and everything was great. And then one day, woo, we had a disagreement. But you know what? I thank God that we didn't allow that difficult moment to set us back from understanding that the long-term benefit of God helping us in our relationship would be better than us allowing something to bring an end to what God has started. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, it's been way harder for her to put up with me than it has been for me to put up with her. She's just so easy to get along with. Amen? But anyhow, I want to share some things with you because I want to share something with you because I think it's deep enough to give us insight to our response for our toughest moments. How many of you remember John the Baptist in the Bible? And how many of you remember that the Bible says that there was none greater than John the Baptist? Amen? How many of you remember that, boy, he would preach and have just thousands of people come and he would declare that the Savior is coming? Amen? And how many of you know that he got to be the one that preached and saw Jesus and not only declared him, but he got to baptize him? Whoa, praise God. So you are talking about a man that was walking in the arena of God's faith, amen? But I want to share with you tonight something that is very profound, and we're going to look at Matthew chapter 11. And remember that John himself said of the Lord, when the Lord came, he said, he must increase and I must decrease. In other words, John said, hey, now that the Savior is here, you know, I'm not going to have the impact or the following I used to have because that is going to go right into him. Amen? And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but John then ended up in prison. The king who got mad because he told him the truth. Amen? And that king got offended, and before you know it, John was in prison and his life was at risk. And it says here in Matthew chapter 11, verse 2, now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. And he said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Wow. See, life had become so difficult for John that here he was the first one proclaiming who Jesus was. And now he's asking, are you really the one? Are thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Now, I don't know if John was thinking about Lazarus that was raised from the dead. But John was in a difficult situation. He was in prison, and he knew his life was on the line, and he was reaching towards the Lord who can handle every situation. And it says that Jesus answered and said unto them, unto his disciples, go and show John again those things which ye see, which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And here goes his statement for John. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Woo, praise the name of the Lord. I want you to know something, that every time in our pursuit of God, not everything gets to go our way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In our pursuit of God in life, it doesn't mean that we're not going to experience some tough things and see some tough things. You know, I was just with some pastors, and man, one of them was brokenhearted because there was a man that he knew for a long time, and he loved him, and the guy was sick and he was praying and fasting for him. And he prayed and he said, man, I just knew, I just believed in my heart that he was going to, you know, be healed. And the guy went home. And I'm just sharing that with you because I promise you that as a believer, there's going to be moments in your life where you're going to have to say, okay, this didn't exactly go the way I wanted. This may not have worked out, and I didn't get to see everything I thought I was going to see. But one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to allow this to stop me in my pursuit. Amen? I mean, here's John the Baptist, a preacher, a forerunner of the gospel. Christ himself said, when it comes to men, there's none greater than John the Baptist. So here, he had obviously lived for the Lord, loved the Lord, but yet here, the Lord's answer was a little different for him than you would think. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, I'm only saying that to say this, that truly what we're preparing for is so that when we get to these moments of difficulty, and even when we get to those final days, that we have strength to know that I'm going to trust God to transition through this as I have in any other situation. Amen? And I promise you that there are times where God will help you transition through things and you will see the other side of it and know that he's been with you the whole time. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Whoo! Boy, these messages aren't always easy to preach, but they are true. And they are real. And I'm not afraid of what the Bible says. And I'm not afraid of life. But one of the reasons I'm not afraid of life is because I know the heart of the Lord. Amen? You know, in another place, his disciples said, Lord, didn't we give up everything to follow you? And he said, oh, yeah, and I'm going to restore to you 100-fold my goodness in your relationships and in your family. He said, and I will do all that. He said, but also in the life to come, you're going to receive eternal life. You know, I want you to know if there are some things that do fall short on this side, I want you to understand something, that nothing we go through, and this is even in the Word, it says nothing that you go through is worth giving up what you will step into in the fullness of the Lord's return and in the fullness of heaven. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want you to know something, that sometimes when you have challenges, make sure that you go to the Lord. One good thing about God is that he already knows who you are. He's not afraid of your mind. He's not afraid of your analytical thinking. He's not afraid of the thoughts that go through your head that you don't share with anybody else. He already knows who you are. He created you. He made you. Your uniqueness is from him. And what that means is that you have not only a right, but really you have a commandment from God, if you're saved, to seek him. To trust him and to believe that he wants to hear from you. Because he does. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I'm going to go over here and we're not getting easier. We're digging in a little deeper. Amen? And we're going to look in the book of Mark chapter 6. And this is why I think it's so critical for us to really hear the Lord when he says to not be offended in anything in this life enough that it would separate you from who he is. Amen? Hallelujah. And it says in Mark chapter 6, verse 1, and he, meaning Jesus, went out from thence, in other words, he went out from where he was, and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching. Man, I just want to put it in your spirit tonight that no matter what happens and no matter what you go through, don't ever allow offense to start devaluing or taking away or questioning the authority of Jesus in your life. Don't allow the things that can happen in this life cause you to be offendable, because it could change how you see the Lord. And that's a dangerous place to be, amen? I tell you what, when it says that they allowed themselves to be offended, and you know they were offended because they were questioning whether Jesus was who he was. And they didn't like everything he had to say, and they didn't like everything about his background, amen? But none of that changed the fact that he was the Son of God sent to bring them salvation. And the Bible says that they were offended. And the minute they were offended, they couldn't see him as who he was. And when they couldn't see him as who he was, guess what? They couldn't receive from him the fullness of what was available to him. You know, I want you to know that not only towards the Lord, but the Bible says this. If you cannot love man who you can see, how can you love God who you cannot see? And I want you to know something, that for me, I believe it's a time where the Lord is wanting you to refresh your relationship. Because here, one thing that happened was in his own country and in his own land, where they thought they knew him and where they were so familiar with him, they didn't bestow the honor upon him that was worthy of him. You know, I want to speak to husband and wives for a minute. Whew! Make sure that if you've had any little offenses against each other, oh man, that you forgive, that you restore, and bestow the honor of who your spouse was, maybe even from the very beginning of the first time you batted your eyes at them. Ooh. Hallelujah. From the first time that you got close, oh, she's going to smack me. From the first time you got close and put your hand on their arm. Woo! Praise the Lord. I know, I'm getting into dangerous territory, right? I got to make sure I'm careful to not offend. But no, I'm telling you that make sure there may be some things, especially during the COVID times, during the quarantine times, during the I got to take care of the kids and work online, and they're yelling and I can't concentrate, and on the times where maybe you weren't going to work and you were quarantined, or maybe your plans changed because finances was restricted. I'm just telling you that I believe we need to look back over recent times and see if there's any place of offense or forgiveness or hardship that needs to be refreshed in our relationship. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, I think I could go for another quarantine time with Pastor Regina, but I'm not sure she'd join in on that. Deliver me, Lord, deliver me. But what I'm saying is just review some relationships. You know, during this highly political season that we just went through, there may be some forgiveness and just some kindness that we need to restore unto maybe those who think differently than we are. And I'm just sharing this with you because the Bible says to let's make sure that we're not offended in any area about anything, because if we do, we could open up an avenue where the enemy could use that to draw us into bitterness, envy, and strife. And the Bible says that when we cross over into those moments, then we open the door to the enemy and possibly every evil work. And I would not want any of us to lose anything that belongs to us because we gave the enemy too much room. And I want to encourage you this way too, that the Bible says this, where sin abounds. You know, because the Bible says that in these last days, the work of darkness may increase, but where sin abounds, grace does so much more. Amen? And what I want you to be encouraged about is that the Bible says this, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen? In fact, it says that even if the enemy were to come in, the Lord would, like a flood, raise up a standard against him and overtake anything that he'd try to use to overtake you. Amen? So we are going to be those people that in this time are making sure that we live with our hearts wide open and with our spirits ready to receive the goodness of God. You know, I want you to know that this is one reason why the Lord brings us together, so that we can see other people in pursuit of God and we can hear what's going on and we can know how God is helping people. Amen? And I just want to encourage us tonight, because there is something about who we are that I believe is really critical for this time in which we live. And I'm just going to share that with you because I want you to know something. That the Bible talks about all the works of the flesh and all the works of carnality and all these things. And you can read that would separate you from the Lord in verses 18 through 21. But I want to go to Galatians chapter 5, and I want to read verse 22 and want to share with you exactly what it says. In verse 20 says, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And against such there is no law. And they that are of Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Whew. I want you to see something here that I want you to know, that now that you are saved and you are born again, Bible says, new creature in Christ, that these are no longer things that you can sit there and believe that you're not a part of. I want you to know that these things are in you. They're in your nature. They're accessible to you. And don't allow the enemy to make you think that they're not. Pastor, you just don't understand. I've never been a person with all those emotions and feelings. And, you know, I have a temper. Boy, I get mad in a split second. Let me tell you something. That may have been true in the previous nature, but I'm telling you, it's no longer who we are. We are these people of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You know, that means that we have self-control. It means that we are patient and that we are kind and that things do not easily upset us or get us off track. It means that we're filled with goodness and faith. It means that we speak kind. It means that we have patience with people, that we're forgiving, that we're tender in our nature. And I want you to know that all of these things are part of the protection that keeps us from being offended. You know, the Bible says, let's think well of our brethren. Let's think of those things that are above and not beneath. Let me tell you something. Even if I were to see you in a store and I'm on my phone and I'm so busy and you wave and I don't see you, I can't see that happening, but it could. Usually I'd be the one running you down and you have to run from me. But in case that were to ever happen, I don't ever want you to allow the devil to think, oh, he's trying to avoid me. He doesn't want to talk to me. He's embarrassed. He outside of church, he does. No. Don't you ever let the devil make you think that way. Think the best. Hey, he's just busy and didn't see me. That will be the truth anyhow. Because if I do see you, you'll be saying, what do I have to do to get away from this guy? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 But I'm just telling you that these are guidelines that God wants us to have. And that starts with the thought. And so I want to leave you with a thought. You didn't choose me, I have chosen you. You didn't go to the cross for me, but I went for you. And it wasn't my backup plan. The Bible doesn't say that the lamb was slain suddenly to make up for man's wrong. It says that before the foundations of the earth, before man even was breathed breath into, God set forth his son so that his love for us could one day be verified by his kindness for us. Woo, amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that in these times in which we live, first of all, God, I want every person to be confident that they were not born by accident, but they were born at the appointed time, right when you knew what would be going on in this world, and you trusted and believed in every one of us, God, every one of us, to find you, to know you, to live for you, so you could help us navigate this life, Father. Lord, I thank you that in this world, offenses may come around us, but we're going to have confidence, Father, that you will protect us and bring us out, Father. Lord, I thank you that the Bible doesn't just say in every good moment. No. The Bible says that you will cause all things to work out for the good for those that love you, Father. And Lord, I just thank you that tonight, Father, even right now, even in this moment, you're healing, refreshing, restoring, God. Father, even right now in this moment, God, if there were offenses around us, Father, they're being torn down and cast away, Father. Lord, right now, and with all we got going on around us, Father, you are refreshing, restoring, strengthening, and causing us to have righteousness, peace, and joy by the Holy Ghost in this time. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have at least a praise. Oh, my goodness. We have a praise report. It says that Miss Glenna Lowmaster of Ridgeway, that the fire chief, Jim, will be coming home tomorrow. Woo! After his battle with COVID. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, it's amazing because we have seen Some battles turn around right away related to this kind of stuff. Amen. But I will tell you that for this gentleman, it has been a season and it's been a while and we've seen some things. But you know what? We just kept believing the Lord. We didn't let anything slow us down. And I believe that your prayers, as well as those who others who love him, have went up and been heard from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to speak in case there's someone out there that you're saying, hey, I have been away from the Lord, or I have allowed some things to separate me, but tonight I'm asking for help. I just believe that as you speak in your heart, and if you're out there online, if you just embrace what we're about to pray in these next few minutes, I'm telling you that God is with you and a reigniting, a stirring, and a turnaround is happening even now. Just say this, Father, I need your help. There have been some difficult things, challenges that I've been dealing with, but I open my heart right now and I rest in you, I trust in you, and I ask you for your help. And I just know right now in Jesus' name that as we have done this and said this, that the Lord is rescuing, restoring, healing, setting free in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. God bless you. I thank you all for being here. And we're going to get back home even with this hectic weather out there. And then we're going to come together on Sunday morning and we're going to worship and God is going to bless it. And I'm telling you, we got a great service in store for us on Sunday. So let's be here and let's just worship the Lord. Amen. God bless each and every one of you.